This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The fight against fires raging, some out of control in the Los Angeles area, continues through the night with the death toll now at least 10. Fire crews have made some progress and did get control of a blaze in the Hollywood Hills that was threatening the Hollywood Bowl. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more.
Towering flames threatened to overtake the highest point in Los Angeles, as well as the telescopes and key transmission towers atop Mount Wilson. The wind-fueled Eaton Fire rained destruction down on the neighborhoods below, damaging or destroying more than 1,000 structures.
Kimiko Nickerson says her father died in the Eaton Fire.
He just kept telling my dad, come on, pack up the car, Papa, come on, let's go. Yeah. And he was like, I'll be right behind you. And he put some stuff in the car that's still there. And Chase was like, Papa, we got to go now. And he says, if I need to go, I'll go. But grandson, I don't need to go right now.
There have been reports of looting. L.A. County Police Department Chief Jim McDonald.
Looting or exploiting this disaster will not be tolerated. Individuals caught looting or committing crimes in affected areas will be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan tells us another blast of winter storms is closing schools, snarling flights, and putting millions of residents on alert across parts of the Deep South and South Central U.S.
We have a winter storm bringing sleet and a mix of rain and snow into major cities like Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia.
That heavy snow and ice are likely through the day also in Mississippi and Kentucky. The Supreme Court hears TikTok's appeal this morning to the law that would force it out of business in the U.S.
This appeal is really a last-ditch effort by TikTok. The justices agreeing to step in. They're going to take a look at this federal law that requires the company to shut down in the U.S. if it's not sold to a non-Chinese company by January 19th.
That's CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford. Sports reporter Erica Herkowitz tells us the first college football playoff semifinal is in the books.
It was an absolute slugfest in Miami Thursday night, and it came down to the foot of Notre Dame senior Mitch Jeter.
Good snap, good hold, kick on its way, and the kick is good!
The call courtesy of the Notre Dame Radio Network, Jeter's 41-yard field goal with 7 seconds to go helped Notre Dame knock off Penn State in the Orange Bowl 27-24.
And the Fighting Irish will play the winner of Friday night's Cotton Bowl between Ohio State and Texas. The Biden administration is keeping protections in place for more than 2,000 grizzly bears in western states. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Through the holidays, you may have thought, one day soon, I'll get back to all the things I put off for the holidays. Well, one day soon is here, and so is Macy's One Day Sale, with specials on everything you want and need right now, like 25 to 40% off active gear from Adidas, Reebok, and The North Face. With deals this good, you can treat yourself to this, that, and anything else you've been eyeing. It's time to seize your one day soon, because this one day sale is going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
A Boston tattoo parlor finds itself in the spotlight thanks to a celebrity couple.
Back in November,
typical average day,
a couple walked into the Boston Tattoo Company on Newbury Street and casually asked if they had any availabilities.
You know, it was just like every other kind of, you know, minus the fame.
And who was it?
It was Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Tom getting a small Z, while Zendaya got a matching T, owner Jason Zuby.
You know, they were just your average young couple. You know, they were fantastic to deal with. They were a lot of fun. They were great with each other.
The ink was just spotted on the Golden Globes red carpet after the power couple announced their engagement. Now this parlor's in the spotlight. Madison Rogers for CBS News, Boston.
Actor Alec Baldwin has filed a civil lawsuit for malicious prosecution and civil rights violations in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a movie set. Those charges have been dropped. Baldwin alleges prosecutors intentionally mishandled evidence. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of light snow developing as we get closer to sunrise. Temperatures in the lower 20s, a light southwest breeze. We'll have a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain. Accumulations of snow will be well under an inch or high near 30. It's 21 at our studios.
something for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I'm gonna go make it happen. Take the world in a loving grace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And let the true nature shine. We were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Everybody's breathing warm and bright. Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things light. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
Started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was.
You come and tell me everything is all right. You kiss and tell me everything is all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Drive them all.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office says it has